You're listening to Will and Stu's Rantcast, the 10th episode extravaganza.
We made it through 10 episodes. Wow.
Nipples!
What?
What would you think if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little...
Good evening, general public. You are welcomed to Will and Stewart's 10th episode extravaganza of The Rantcast. As you may know, The Rantcast is where geeky stuff is brought to the forefront. Not just normal geeky stuff, mind you, the geeky stuff that makes everything better. Comics, video games, music, television shows, sometimes even subtle vampiric pornography. Will and Stewart watch it all and embrace it as a form of entertainment. Today, top tens. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another Rantcast, said Dumbledore.
But sir, said Harry, I don't understand. Why have you suddenly turned into a teenager?
Silence, boy! These films are built on magic. I could be a fucking frog for all you know.
Can we stop this now?
Yes, we can, yeah. Before J.K. Rowling sues us. Hi, Jay. Love you.
Sir, do you awfully think that's wise? The Dark Lord does not like you to talk to the author.
Snape, put on some clothes. No, but anyway, in all seriousness, welcome to the 10th episode of the Rantcast. We decided we didn't want to do much work this week, so we were just going to do top 10s. This took longer than reading the books for last time, combined with watching Watchmen and, all sorts. Shall we give a few brief updates on things before we begin?
Yeah, it mainly took us a while to come up with these lists because our brains have been broken.
It's true. But I meant news in the main world, like the fact that you watched Batman and Robin for the first time the other day.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible.
And it will be covered in a future episode.
It's time to kick some ice. Will you stop saying ice puns, please?
But what about the fight?
You're sending me to the cooler.
What about when they had a fight in a rocket going towards space?
Oh,
out of nowhere, it's...
The fact that IMDb haven't listed this as comedy is just fucking...
Yeah, wrong. Arnold Schwarzenegger not only has a truck, he has a missile.
And he has a fucking tank made out of ice. It's so fucking...
And then at the end, he decides, wait a minute, why was I being evil?
Yeah, why was I being evil? I don't know. I had a heart of ice. I'm sorry. Will you accept my cool apologies? Stop saying ice puns, please!
It's almost as bad as the ending of Spider-Man 3, where it's, I forgive you for killing my uncle. What? You've just spent the last two films saying how you'd like to kill him. I forgive you. I understand it was an accident, you criminal. Alright then, Spider-Man, whatever you say.
That and Venom basically decides to take out his vengeance on the world by kidnapping one person. Oh, that's so amazing. That is, he's kidnapped one person. He hasn't, like, killed loads of people. One person.
By process of elimination, he's exposed Peter Parker as Spider-Man, because everyone would be like, oh yeah, that's Peter Parker's bitch. Why is it she's always kidnapped by all of Spider-Man's enemies? Wait a minute.
Maybe it's just a coincidence.
And then J. Jonah Jameson standing there in the crowd shouting, where's Parker? And it's like, wait a minute.
Maybe it's that obvious.
Yeah. But anyway, on a lighter note, because Batman and Robin wasn't really a light note, it was pain. But Oasis broke up. Oh. Yay!
Yay.
Oh.
I'm not as overjoyed about this as well, because I don't really care.
No, but
I just laughed. It was just like NME, the National Music Express, as it's called, had on the cover Oasis, Rest in Peace, and it's like ha rip. but
anyway, top 10 list. It took us a while to come up with them because I hadn't come up with any of them beforehand, because what Will said last time was very misleading. What he said was, next week we're going to do a top 10 of everything. So I literally took that as a top 10 of everything.
And you didn't even finish that.
No, I didn't. At number one, I've got sliced bread. Because you know what people are always saying? It's the greatest thing since sliced bread, not better than sliced bread. You know, apparently Death of Hitler, Fall of the Berlin Wall, nothing on cutting some yeast and flour into slices. Yeah, apparently that's number one. Then there's number two, peanut butter.
I totally disagree.
I know. But
Marmite is number two.
In my opinion, it's the best thing to spread on sliced bread.
That's Marmite.
Yeah. Then at number three, there's my favourite radio series, Old Harry's Game. And then there's no. And then at number four is there's a very interesting story behind number four.
I didn't know it was this type of film. despite what was on the cover.
Last Thursday, it was my birthday, And unlike normally, Will gets me a book for my birthday, but this year he decided to go one better, and he got me a book and a bizarre vampire porn film.
I didn't know. And it was called Lips of Blood, and it looked violent, so I bought it. I didn't realise that the violent image on the cover was a violent rape on a beach.
It wasn't a violent rape, it was just a naked lady on the cover.
Well, I didn't know that. I thought she was dead or something.
I've got to say, you know your audience, though. And there's this trailer on it, which has got to be the funniest thing I've ever seen.
And your number five.
And my number five. The trailer is called The Sinful Nuns of St. Valentine. Now, if you really need to find anything more about this film, other than the fact that the title is The Sinful Nuns of St. Valentine, there's something wrong with you. From what I can discern from the trailer, because it's in Italian and there's no subtitles, from what I can make out from the trailer, it's about these hot young nuns at this nunnery in the mountains who've been bad girls. They've been experimenting with lesbianism, and one of them has killed another one of them. And the evil head of the nunnery, who is actually a man, so that wouldn't make any sense. It's a period set piece, by the way. He says, you're all going to strip naked and I'm going to whip you until you tell me who it was that murdered that person. And meanwhile, there's this Romeo sort of character who's journeying towards the castle, killing people so he can have his way with the hot nuns who went there to get away from men. Yeah, I think that's the plot. I don't really know. I don't have much of a grasp of Italian.
Sounds like a horrible film. Can I have it back?
It's just a trailer. I want to see that film now. Anyway, number six is vaginas, boobies, and it just sort of degenerates from there. Anyway, let's continue.
Yes, now on to the proper list.
Yeah.
Because Stuart, being a retard, misread the instructions of, let's do top tens, plural, of everything, not top 10 of everything. So we've got 8 categories, because we're going to do 10 categories, but that would have hurt Stuart more.
I can't think of anything.
So we've got 8 categories. One of the categories, well, and then we had 2 more, which upped it to 10. The first of which was Stuart's rambling opening list thing that he just did, and at the end we're going to talk about something special related to the number 10.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want Stuart to spoil what it is yet.
I'm not going to spoil it.
No. Because even though we are a spoiler free, or we aren't a spoiler free show after all, Snape kills Dumbledore.
There's nothing you can do about it now. Accept it. He's dead. R.I.P. Dumbledore.
The film's been out for 2 months. If you haven't seen it yet, you're fucking stupid.
They released the
DVD cover, so it's going to be out on DVD soon.
What I want the cover to be is just an image of that shot, Dumbledore falling off the tower.
With a little insert.
With Snape standing over him.
No, with an inserted picture of Snape, and it's got in a little speech bubble Avada Kedavra.
That would be good.
And then the tagline is, someone dies.
Oh, by the way, Harry dies at the end of the seventh one. He does.
Yeah, and then he comes back.
Oh, Fred dies as well.
Yeah, we don't care about him.
Yeah.
Anyway, right.
Dobby does too.
We're going to begin with... well, we'll begin with something simple that Stuart's actually finished. We're going to do our top 10 video games of all time.
Okay.
Right. We'll do it. Me, Stuart. Right.
And I'll probably forget.
Yep.
Not say something.
Number 10 for me, Guitar Hero World Tour. Good? Bad? Mistake?
I was really, really, really apprehensive about getting into Guitar Hero because my basic thoughts about Guitar Hero is just, oh, it's just for retards who can't play musical instruments.
Like me!
Yeah, like Will. And you ask them, and they say, oh, I can play Dragon Force. And then you say, yeah, how does it go? Red, blue, yellow, red, blue. And I'm just like, oh, fuck off, please.
Actually, it goes green, red, yellow, green, oh. Red, yellow. But
what the fuck ever.
That's only if you're playing it on easy.
But then Will lent me a Guitar Hero 3 and gave me a guitar. Thanks, by the way. And I started playing it, and I was just like, what the fuck's wrong with me? It's the most simple game ever. You just press some buttons and it says that you rock. But I like it. What the fuck is wrong with me?
Because unlike your weird horror games where it comes up with, you're a maggot, you should die, bitch. Resi 4 does not do that. It gives you a compliment. It says, you rock.
Yeah, but
and you think, I do, don't I?
Yeah, that's how Guitar Hero works. It's basically like, oh, you can't play guitar, but you still rock. You do. It's a confidence booster, really.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's my number 10. Your number 10.
My number 10 is a free internet game. Because I played it all the time at school when teachers were telling me, Stuart, do some work. You've got an E. And I was saying, yeah, whatever. Go to Google, because I don't know the exact site, and search for Gravity Hook. Basically, you play as a little yellow robot that latches onto these mines. And if it gets too close to the mines, then it explodes. And you have to like swing from them up, up, and higher. And you can never reach the top of whatever building it is that this little yellow robot's climbing. And you just have to keep going and going and going forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
Can I make a confession?
Okay.
I've never played this game.
No, I
just sat there watching you and thinking, this is retarded. Why would anyone enjoy this?
I'm not retarded. Why did you call me retarded?
Because you are.
I want a divorce.
So do I.
Yeah, we can't seem to do it, though. Yeah.
My number 9 is GTA Vice City. Right. You don't really have a comment on that, do you?
Not really, no.
No, you're not the biggest fan of Guitar Hero. Oh, Guitar Hero GTA?
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Your number 9, quick.
Dead Space.
It's
a creepy horror film where you have to dismember people.
It's not a film, it's a game.
Game, whatever.
Number 8.
You've destroyed my brain, okay.
Number 8 for me is Street Fighter 2, which is a great arcade fighting game. Probably the only one that I still play.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Is in contrast to my number 8, which is Pac-Man.
Which is Pac-Man, yeah. Which is amazing.
Yeah. Hey, you're calling that my little yellow robot swinging on a building
That's
thing
gay.
Retarded?
That's gay. Pac-Man is amazing. I've got Pac-Man on my
Pac-Man's
phone.
Pac-Man's a little yellow circle that goes around running away from ghosts.
And what's wrong with that?
It's
perfectly feasible.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm putting it at number 8. I'm not playing any of these new recent shit like you are.
Pac-Man World 3D, like I play. Yeah, that's great. Makes no fucking sense, but it's great. Number 7 for me is Batman Arkham Asylum, the recently released game that
which I approve of. Yeah.
Which is an amazing game, and I thought to myself before, because it was like Dark Knight, it was the film, it was hyped up for so long, and then I was thinking to myself as I bought it, what if it's not good? All the reviews are saying it's good, but what if it's not good?
You knew it was going to be good.
Yeah, and then I got home and I played it and I completed it in less than 15 hours.
Because if that was a disappointment, then you would have been fucking inconsolable for weeks.
Well, until the Beatles game came out.
Well, yeah.
Which is next week.
It would have been even more so if the Dark Knight.
Well, actually, it will have been out for a week and this list will be meaningless because that will be the only game that exists.
Yeah.
By the time this podcast is aired. Your number 7?
Space Invaders.
A good choice, sir.
I was out of ideas.
Yeah.
I couldn't think
of anything. My number 6 is Resident Evil 4, which I have only played 3 times and died every time. Although the furthest I've got is through the village at the start.
Yeah. Which is the best bit, admittedly.
Which, in the words of our friend Phil, made me proud.
Proud. Yeah. Whereas my number 6 is Asteroids, where you play as a mouse that flies around shooting asteroids, and there's a flying saucer.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. I know. Why do I like the retarded games that
I don't
been
know.
Outdated for years? I know I like better games than this. I just can't think of them.
My number 5 is Super Mario Galaxy, the recently released one, because I've not played many of the old ones, but that's a great game.
Yeah. My number 5 is Metroid Prime, where you play as a person running around shooting aliens and stuff.
The only image of that I can remember is when one of the Metroids latches onto you and it just fills the whole screen.
Yeah.
That used to creep me out, but it's a great game.
It is a great game. Yeah.
My number 4 is the classic Crash Bandicoot, which I played from start to finish and completed yesterday.
You can spin. Spyro's better.
No. Spyro's amazing, but no.
I prefer Spyro. It's a great idea. It's a purple dragon that has a leopard friend.
This is a retarded animal who fights crime. What's wrong with that?
I just prefer
He fights
Spyro.
A guy who has a giant N on his head.
So, Spyro runs around in this retarded little world
too. Spyro walks through magic doors that take him to random places. And he's voiced by Elijah Wood.
Yeah, that is true. You don't hate Elijah Wood, do you?
Well, he annoys me sometimes.
True.
Anyway, what's your number 4?
Resident Evil, where there's loads of zombies in a mansion and stuff.
I have that game, but I always get stuck.
The remake's better.
Yeah. Number 3, The Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time.
That's my number 2. My number 3 is Bioshock, which is very, very fucked up and cool. There are loads of weird mutants screaming stuff about how I'll cut your eyes out or something.
Yeah, my number
and
2...
And it's set in the 60s.
My number 2 is The Incredible Grand Theft Auto 4, the original version, not whatever one it was. Oh, The Lost and the Damned was the Xbox one, and now they've got a new one, The Ballad of Gay Tony. I watched the trailer for that this morning, and all the magazines, the Xbox magazines, are screaming, "We've now got the greatest Grand Theft Auto game ever coming out, and only on Xbox." I watched the trailer and I thought, "This isn't going to be the greatest game ever. In fact, it will be one of the worst games ever." What the fuck are you thinking, Rockstar?
Is this serious? The Ballad of Gay Tony.
I will show you the trailer once we finish recording.
Gay as in happy, or gay as in homosexual?
Gay as in gay.
Oh, right.
Yeah, although you don't play as gay Tony, which makes absolutely no sense.
That is weird, that is.
Yeah. See, I like Lost in the Damned, but this just looks crap. Anyway, your number 2?
Ocarina of Time.
Awesome.
There's just nothing better, except for my number 1.
My number 1 is Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yes, where you play as a blue hedgehog that runs around collecting rings.
Which never gets old.
Yeah.
Except in the sequels.
My number 1's Resi 4, which we've already talked about, and is fucking awesome.
Woo!
Woo.
Next up, we have our top 10 TV shows. Yes. Number 10 from me is House MD, starring Hugh Laurie, which is amazing.
Which I've never watched a single episode of.
Yeah, it's just a doctor who's eccentric and is always right, even when he's wrong.
Such a good idea. It's like you've taken the idea of there being a maverick cop, but you've made him a doctor. What are you going to have next? A Maverick Fireman.
That would be a good idea.
That would be a good idea. I should write that before someone else does.
Yeah. What's your number 10?
Angel.
Great spin-off.
The spin-off of Buffy with vampires and demons and shit.
Yeah, not as keen on that as Buffy myself.
Same.
Number 9 for me is Pushing Daisies, which is amazing.
Yes.
And from the creators of The Brilliant Dead Like Me that I never watched.
Which I watched, though. It's my number 6.
Yeah, you're not meant to say that before we get to it.
Yeah. Number 9 for me is Futurama. It should never have been cancelled. Fox, burn in hell. But it's coming back now, so good, Fox. That's all I have to say on the subject.
Yeah. My number 8 is... where's it gone? ER. The classic ER.
Yes.
Which is basically the old House, but not with House.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good way of describing it.
But I enjoy it. Although Casualty's trying to copy it now and demean it.
Casualty, yeah. My number whatever number we're on, is Spawn, the animated series, which I really only like because I've been waiting for quite a while to watch an exceedingly violent animated program. It's really, really dark. His chains go through people's faces, and there's all swearing and shit. Yeah, I've basically been waiting for a grown-up superhero cartoon for a while, and Spawn did it for me, really. Yeah.
My number 7 is The Simpsons.
Actually, Dead Like Me is my number 7, isn't it? I can't count. Dead Like Me is my number 7.
Yeah, awesome.
Because it's about a dead girl who's hot.
I must watch that. Number 6 for me is Lost. The incomprehensible Lost.
Which I do not like and is not in my list because I don't get it.
Yeah, you will when it's finished.
Yeah.
Because I'll buy it for you.
And force me to watch it.
Your number 6 is...
Buffy.
Woo, Buffy.
Buffy's
my number 5. What's your number 5?
I think it's The Simpsons.
Simpsons?
Hmm. They're yellow people. It's cool.
Woo.
Woo.
Your number 4 is...
A little-known show called The Mary Whitehouse Experience, which has been forgotten by the BBC because they won't release it. Release it, BBC, please, for fuck's sake.
It's hilarious. My number 4, meanwhile, is the hit show The Wire, which I am surprised that I know everything that happens in every episode off by heart.
I'm surprised about that as well. I watched the first episode. I couldn't make head or tail of it.
But yeah, you meant for the first 3-odd episodes, you just meant to dive in and just enjoy it and not ignore everything.
Yeah.
And then by episode 3, you'll be like, oh, that guy does that. That guy does that. That guy's gay.
Most of it, I was just looking at and thinking, what? Someone says something else. What? Someone says something else. What?
Honestly, I don't understand half of the things the black people say because they don't speak much English or African or any incomprehensible language. They basically speak street hopper stroke chav.
I don't know who any of these characters are. There's like thousands of them.
Exactly. Anyway, my number 3 is Batman, the animated series, which is a classic cartoon, which, while Spawn does the gruesome adult cartoon, this did a mature adult cartoon without being gory. It's still kid-friendly. But in one episode, Batman fights a child molester and all sorts. They never
Spawn
say
fights a child molester.
Well, they never say that this guy's a child molester, but it's pretty clear from the reactions to him by people who knew him before he went to prison that he did something more than rob a bank or something. It's like they won't let the kids anywhere near him and stuff like that. So it's sort of, and then Batman literally like cracks his head open and beats the shit out of him.
Wow.
For like, and it's not like he's the Joker and he'll just get back up again. This guy's dead. Right. Or put in a coma because Batman, like, doesn't deal with filth.
Have fun, kiddies. Batman prevents crime.
Right, what's your number 3?
My number 3 is Doctor Who.
Woo!
Woo!
My number 2, I'm changing it from what's on the list, but my number 2 is The Sopranos.
Wow.
The fantastic TV show from HBO. Got a bit bad towards the end, but the first 3-4 years are incredible.
And like The Wire, I have not bothered watching it.
It's easier to understand than The Wire.
I should probably start watching it at some point.
Your number 2?
My numbers 1 and 2 are interchangeable, really, because they're both related series. The Goodies and Monty Python, which are both fucking incredible shows. They're both really, really, really funny. Although some of the sketches in Monty Python are a bit patchy, but it's just fun 70s humour. That's all I have to say on the show. They interchange because some days I watch an episode of The Goodies and think, that's fucking awesome. Then next day I watch an episode of Monty Python and think, that's fucking awesome. Which is my favourite? I don't know.
Yeah, my number 1 is Doctor Who.
You scare me.
I just deafened our one listener.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Raphael, wherever you are.
Anyway, Doctor Who, it defined sci-fi.
Indeed. The next one, Stuart didn't have time to complete, so it's my list and he's going to make some nice comments.
And a couple of editions.
And a couple of editions. And this is graphic novels, the top 10 graphic novels. At number 10, Arkham Asylum, A Serious House and Serious Earth by Grant Morrison and, is it Dave McKean?
I don't know. I don't know names in comics.
Well, you should.
We discussed this last episode.
You should. Number 9 is The Sandman, The Dollhouse by Neil Gaiman.
Which and I have also not read.
Yeah, well...
Well, I have read Arkham Asylum.
You have read Arkham Asylum.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got it on your shelf.
What the fuck am I thinking, yeah.
The Sandman you'd like. Number 8, Batman the Killing Joke by Alan Moore and Brian Bolland.
Which is awesome and disturbing.
Yeah, it's incredible.
But it's Alan Moore, so what do you expect?
Yeah. Number 7, Scott Pilgrim Gets It Together by Brian Lee O'Malley, one of the greatest books ever written. Not just comics, books.
Yes. Because it's Scott Pilgrim.
Yes.
It's a romance story. But with video games.
Yeah. Number 6, The Dark Knight Returns by Frank Miller, which is the defining Batman story, but it's not the best Batman story.
And Will got it for me on my birthday, along with said vampire porn film, which we discussed.
Yes. Number 5, Spider-Man, The Death of the Stacys, which is the sort of turning point of Spider-Man. I think it's late 60s, early 70s Spider-Man, and it's by Stan Lee, so it's brilliant. Number 4, Scott Pilgrim vs. the Universe, the latest edition in the series. Ooh. Fucking awesome. I mean, we had to hunt it down, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Because your comic shop man didn't get it in.
Yeah, and we had to go to another comic shop. Shudder.
Which he hates.
Yeah. Then number 3, Strangers in Paradise, I Dream of You, which I've just finished and is incredible. And I like it so much that I've ordered the next 5 books in the series. Which basically takes me up to the end of the series, which I'm excited to read.
You buy too much, that's all I'm going to say.
I do. Number 2, Batman Year One, which is the best Batman story ever.
And I haven't read.
And it's the good half of Batman Begins. Well, I enjoy all of Batman Begins, but Stuart doesn't, and it's the half that Stuart liked.
Yeah, I enjoy the second half, really. The first half's more origin story.
Yeah, it sort of skips over, his parents are dead.
Yeah.
And then it's like him trying to decide, well, what am I going to do to scare all these criminals? I've been training for 10 years. Mm. And it's him. So the first part is him coming up with the idea of Batman. The second one is him being Batman. The third one is him earning the trust of the police. And the fourth one is him taking down the crime lord.
Right.
Yeah, so they cut out the annoying villain from the film. But anyway, number 1, Watchmen. Enough said.
Yeah.
And now Stuart would like to make a couple of additions.
Yes. The only addition I can think of right now, though, is Johnny the Homicidal Maniac.
Which I knew was coming.
Which is very, very violent and just completely screwed up. Jonan Vasquez's humour is really dark and sadistic, but you like it. There's this one scene in one of the issues where the character Squee, the little child, is being taken back to this alley by this pedo who's just like, your mummy's not here at the moment. I'll just go and get her, but will you just do something for me? And then Johnny comes over and goes, hi there, Squee. And then he cuts the pedo's brain out and throws it on the wall. And there's a little caption that says, don't worry, viewers. This is not a real brain. A plastic brain-shaped mold was created, and then we filled it with the blood of a homeless man. No one will miss him. Jonan Vasquez's humour is screwed up, so I like it.
Indeed. And to sort of continue this middle tradition of me having written a list that Stuart hasn't, next up it's best actors, in my opinion, and Stuart can comment on them and add any that he can think of. I think he agrees with number 1, but we'll get to that in a minute. My number 10 is Robert Downey Jr., he's in Tropic Thunder, Iron Man, Sherlock Holmes, Chaplin, and he's awesome. I want his beard.
I haven't seen a single film that this man is in.
Yeah, you're missing out because you have no life. Or maybe you do have a life.
Yes, because you watch these films and I can't be arsed.
You watch weird vampire porn films, though. Yeah. Right.
I prefer to watch comedy. Yeah. Really.
Number 9 is Al Pacino, who has been in such films as The Godfather Part 2, Godfather Part 3, and 88 Minutes, which is like a comedy, because it's so bad. Mm. And he's brilliant. He's in Scarface as well, and that's sort of the film you should see if you just want one film with him in, especially when he watches his best friend get hacked apart with a chainsaw. That's quite creepy.
Cool.
Then next it's Samuel L. motherfucking Jackson.
Yeah.
Who is in everything.
Yeah, everything, every film. You cannot escape him.
And his favourite lines include... Ah! From Star Wars. What's that other line that he says?
Anything with the word motherfucker in it.
Yeah. He says that speech in Pulp Fiction, which is really good. Or my personal favourite, I've had enough of these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane. That film is awful. Yeah. Number seven, it's Mr. Heath. Mr. Heath Ledger, who is in Brokeback Mountain. Not gay. And, well, he is gay in that film, but I'm not gay. It's a great film. I miss you, Keith.
He's in denial.
And he's
if it's possible to stalk the dead, Will is doing it.
And he is the Joker in Batman Dark Knight. Great. Awesome.
And woo! He's also dead.
Yep. And he's dead. Number six is Robert De Niro, star of Godfather Part 2, Taxi Driver, Meet the Parents, all sorts. He's a very funny man. And it shows in the recent film Stardust when he plays a gay cross-dressing pirate in what may be his best role, especially when the bad guys turn up and find him dressed in a... or he's wearing a dress, he's locked away in his room and doing the cha-cha. And they walk in on him, he defeats these guys, and then his crew come in, and he's so embarrassed because he doesn't think his crew realises he's gay, and they're all like, we've known for years. which is very funny.
Nice role.
Yeah, I love Robert De Niro. Not in a gay way. That's for the gay pirate. Number five, Marlon Brando, the weirdest man to ever win an Oscar. I think. Godfather and Superman. And Apocalypse Now. Great actor. Weirdo, though. Number four, Morgan Freeman, Mr. Voiceover. Andy Dufresne. Escaped Shawshank Prison in 1945. I will quit a voiceover when I'm dead. Yeah, he did Shawshank Redemption. He did the voiceover for March of the Penguins. He's in Wanted, where he swears, and he's in all the Batman films. Number three, Daniel Day-Lewis, the genius behind Gangs of New York and that other film, There Will Be Blood. Great actor.
Neither of which I've seen.
But he plays a bad guy who talks like this in There Will Be Blood, you fucker.
Wow. The guy who's only in like 9 films, isn't
he? Yeah. Number two is Clint Eastwood, the great Clint Eastwood.
I've always wanted to play a Clint Eastwood sort of character. I want to wander into a bar. Where are you from, stranger? Not round these parts. And then he offers me his daughter for the night or something.
Yeah, he's in the brilliant Gran Torino, Good, Bad and Ugly, for a few dollars more, A Fistful of Dollars. I said those three films backwards. And he's in Dirty Harry as well, which is great. And Unforgiven, which is incredible.
Do you feel lucky?
Punk. And number one is the brilliant actor that is Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
He may be a bit
of a dick himself, but fuck, is he a great actor.
Yeah.
He's just so crazy.
Although he only ever seems to play himself now, which is a bit disappointing. Yeah.
Come down, Wendy. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm just going to bash your brains in. I'm going to bash him right the fuck in. Great film.
Yeah, that is an incredible film. Have you got any to add?
I don't really tend to notice actors. I more go for comedians. I would have a top 10 comedian list, but Will will just go all, Stuart, you're extending this beyond our time, so I'm just going to say two names. George Carlin.
Awesome.
Awesome. He's dead, but fucking awesome. And my idol, Bill Hicks, who made what is possibly my most favourite joke ever, because I relate to it so well. People come up to me and say, what's wrong? Nothing. Well, it takes more energy to frown than it does to smile. You know, it takes more energy to point that out than it does to leave me alone. There, go away. Get the fuck away from me. Fuck off. You go away, then I start fucking smiling. I hate you. I love that joke. Fuck you, everyone.
And the last one that Stuart didn't do...
Which I'm regretting that I didn't do.
Yes, because my list, Stuart's reaction to it was, what?
Yeah, basically.
But yeah, it's hottest actresses.
Not best actresses.
Hottest actresses, in Will's opinion, which is a very minute one.
Feminists would have a fucking field day with you, Will.
I know, but first they'd have to wake up because I would have knocked them out with a sledgehammer.
Oh,
yeah.
Will supplies...
Your place is in the kitchen!
Will
you have ideas above your station!
Will supplies...
Cook me food, woman!
Will's cupboards are filled with Rohypnol.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
Really, Will? Tell the truth.
They're not.
Are you sure?
They're filled with pornography.
All right, let's continue.
Anyway, right. They're not. All right. Number 10.
Really, really not.
Number 10, Alison Hannigan of American Pie and Buffy fame.
More Buffy fame, really, for me.
No, American Pie fame, because she's the girl who turns around and says, and this one time at band camp, I stuck a flute up my pussy.
That's a good one. Things that I first really noticed her in Buffy. Because she's a creepy loner.
A creepy loner?
No, not a creepy loner. Just a sort of nerdy, sort of unconfident girl.
A cute. Cute nerd. Yeah. A fuckable nerd. Anyway, right. Number 9, Kristen Stewart, who plays... what's her face? Bella in Twilight. I should know this. I've read all the Twilight books, unfortunately.
And I dislike Twilight.
Yep. But then I had to look up before we did this to just check that she's legal. Because I can't really say anything if she's not, but she is. She's a year older than me, which is okay. But yeah, she's hot. Number 8, Amy Adams, who is in that film Enchanted, and that's the only film I find her attractive in, but she's hot. Number 7, Kelly Brook, who is occasionally hot and occasionally a slut. Number 6, Billy Piper, who is occasionally hot and occasionally a simpering bitch. And an awful singer.
I thought you were going to say, who's occasionally in Doctor Who or in The Secret Diary of a Call Girl.
No, she's hot in The Secret Diary of a Call Girl. In Doctor Who, she's just a cunt.
She's occasionally...
I have a perfectly good life with my mum and boyfriend. But no, I want to travel around with the mysterious man and fuck them. And it's just like, fuck you!
She's occasionally...
Someone should get a shotgun and fucking shoot you, you bitch.
She's occasionally a chav in Doctor Who, or she's a hooker. That's a very
same
big
thing.
That's a very big difference.
Anyway, number 5, Anne Hathaway, who is in Brokeback Mountain and something else.
And you didn't realise until today, Shakespeare's wife was called Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, she's hot too.
She's been dead for years.
Yep.
Centuries.
Yeah, I can dig up some bones. I can jump those bones.
Okay, so far we've insinuated that you are a paedophile, that you're a rapist, and now a necrophiliac. Will, you're not doing so well. I mean, I've said that I like to watch this vampire porn film and the sinful nuns of St. Valentine. You've said way more than I have.
I know, but it's my show. My name comes before yours.
Oh, yeah.
And we all know that this is in good spirits. This is all in good spirits. It's all in good fun.
It's all tasty.
Number 4, Katherine Heigl, who's only hot when she's pregnant. I'd fuck her when she's pregnant. It's true, in Knocked Up she's really hot, but in everything else she just looks really, really gay. But not in a happy way. Number 3, Zooey Deschanel, who's in Yes Man,
her
Elf.
Name is Zooey.
And she's hot and she's a singer as well, and her band is awesome. Her band being her and her boyfriend or husband or whatever. Number 2 is Leslie Mann, who is in every Judd Apatow film ever made. Knocked Up, Funny People, 40-Year-Old Virgin, everything. She's hot.
Trying to think of the good one.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of the good ones. But she's hot. Awesome. Oh, and she's in George of the Jungle as well, which she wears very skimpy clothes, even though it's a kids' film. I have that on DVD.
Mm, I don't. And we're going to disagree over the number 1.
Bonnie Wright!
You saw that coming, didn't you, listen?
Ginny!
Yes.
Yep, and I had to check that she was legal too. But I already knew that. I know her address as well.
Mm.
I don't.
Yeah, and my additions are basically any girl.
Her mum and dad have power.
My additions are basically any girl in Buffy, really. Eliza Dushku. I can't think of anyone else. Yeah, anyway.
Anyway. Next up is our top 10 songs of all time. And Stuart's going to begin. This one. Yep. Stuart, your number 10, if you would.
Seek and Destroy by Metallica.
Great song. My number 10. Pull me under! Pull me under! Pull me under, I'm not afraid! By Dream Theater.
My number 9. In Your Jesus Christ Pose by Soundgarden.
Awesome. My next one. I am silly because I can't remember the lyrics for it. But I'm going to look it up.
With no direction, ho. Oh. Like a rolling
stone. That's not
stone.
My next song!
Isn't it? Oh.
No!
Yeah. Oh, I just gave away.
I know the words.
I gave away your number 8, yeah.
I know the words to that song. Life, it seems to fade away.
You don't even know
drifting
the words.
Drifting further every day. Din, din, din. Getting lost within my mind. Nothing matters. No one else. That was wrong. I missed a line out. But that's Fade to Black by Metallica.
Mm-hmm.
Stuart, your number 8.
All you need is love.
All together now.
All you need is love.
She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah.
All You Need Is Love by the Beatles.
Yep. My number 8 is Like a Complete Unknown. Like a Rolling Stone. By Bob Dylan. Or as he sings it now, Like a Complete Unknown. Rolling Stone!
He's old. Give him a break.
Yeah. Unknown. Rolling Stone. That was my hit in 1966. Did any of y'all recognize it?
No.
Fuck you. Stuart, you're number 7?
I don't know. I think I only wrote 9.
You're an idiot.
I don't
think
do maths.
Think of something... Oh, you've already used the other... think of something else by George Harrison.
Hang on, where's my iPod? Testing.
Something in the...
No.
He'll just be a moment, ladies and gentlemen.
Calm
together. Helter Skelter.
Strawberry Fields Forever. By the Beatles.
Awesome choice. My number 7. And She's Buying the Stairway to Heaven. By Led Zeppelin.
Then it's Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Basically, I was running out of time and just started writing Beatles songs. Because you can't go wrong with Beatles songs.
No. My number 6. This Charming Man. By the Smiths.
That was a poor Morrissey impression.
Shut up.
Anyway. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right.
My number 5 was Yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away.
He sings this while he's relenting that Bonnie Wright doesn't like him.
Or doesn't know him.
Doesn't know him.
If she knew me, she'd like me. She'd be like, wow, you have pictures of me all over your room. and you seem to have cut pictures of Daniel Radcliffe and all the other cast members out of these pictures and put your own face on top of it.
Wait a minute, did you take this while you were outside my window?
No. I'm not aware. Anyway, your number 4.
Gouge away.
You can gouge away.
Stay all day if you want to. Gouge away by the Pixies.
No, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no. With an aggravation.
Some sacred question. You smoke my life. Yeah, let's stop.
Yeah. My number 4. You wanna live like common people. You wanna do whatever common people do. I wanna sleep with common people.
I wanna sleep with common people like you. William Shatner's version.
Common People by Pulp, not William Shatner.
William Shatner's version.
Your number 3.
I look at you all, see the love there that's sleeping, while my guitar gently weeps. I look at the world and I notice it's turning, while my guitar gently weeps.
Ladies and gentlemen, Eric Clapton! No, that's While My Guitar Gently Weeps by the Beatles, I believe.
Yes.
Otherwise, I was just singing completely the wrong fucking song.
Yeah.
My number three is... Searching! Seek and Destroy! by Metallica.
Yes. My number two is...
I'm not trying to sing these well, by the way. I'm just doing it on purpose.
Okay, that's good, then. My number two. When she gets there, she knows if the stars are all closed. In a word, she can't get what she came for. And she's buying the stairway to heaven. I wasn't trying to sing that in the right order.
By Led Zeppelin. My number two is, I'm in love with a German film star. I once saw in a movie. There she stands next to the ice cream van. Those were not the lyrics. I'm in love with a German film star by The Passions. One of the greatest songs ever written.
And my number one, are you ready for this? Dun, dun, dun. I am he as you are me, and we are all together. See how they run like pigs from a gun, see how they fly. I'm crying, sitting on a cornflake. Wait for the van to come. Corporation t-shirt, stupid bloody Tuesday man. You've been a naughty boy, you let your face grow long. I am the Eggman. Whoa! They are the Eggman. Whoa! I am the Walrus. Goo 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 joob. By the Beatles.
My number one. I read the news today, oh boy, about a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph. He blew his mind out in a car. He didn't notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure if he was from the House of Lords. I'd love to turn you on. A Day in the Life by the Beatles. Woo!
Woo!
Next. Our penultimate list.
Penultimate.
Our top 10 albums. All right, Stuart can go first again. Number 10, Stuart.
Ziggy played guitar, jamming good with Reed and Gillan, and the spiders from Mars. He played it left hand, but made it too far. Ziggy Stardust by David Bowie.
Or technically, The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and
Whatever.
The Spiders from Mars by David Bowie.
Whatever.
My number 10 is Abbey Road by the Beatles. Not to be confused with Shabby Road by the Buttles? By the Ruttles.
I'm going to form that bet now. The Buttles.
Your number is 9, my friend?
I'm not going to sing this one. System of a Down by System of a Down.
My number 9, Metropolis Part 2, Scenes from a Memory by Dream Theater.
My number 8, In My Life, I've Loved You All... Rubber Soul by the Beatles.
My number 8. Zootan, it's me and you, Tan. The mammals are your favorite color and you want them tonight. Heartbeat, increasing heartbeat. You hear the... some beating rhinos, elephants and tacky tigers.
This town ain't big enough for the both of us. Pew! Is it me who's gonna leave?
Kimono My House by Sparks.
My number 7, because I couldn't think of anything, I just put Something by Metallica. Anything by Metallica, really.
Early Metallica.
Must be early Metallica. So I think I'll go with Kill 'Em All, really.
Yeah.
Search and seek and destroy.
Number 7 for me is Doolittle by the Pixies.
Gouge away. My number 6 is Hunky Dory by David Bowie. Changes turn and face the strange changes.
My number 6 is Ride the Lightning by Metallica, which features the songs I'm Trapped Under Ice!
Trapped Under Ice. Yeah,
And the Call of Cthulhu, which I can't actually sing because it's an instrumental.
Yeah. My number 5 is Revolver. We all live in a yellow submarine. I sound as off-key as Ringo Starr does.
My number 5 is Rubber Soul by the Beatles. She showed me her room. Isn't it good? Norwegian wood. I don't even get what that song's meant to be singing about. I know what it is meant, what it is about, but I don't know what it's meant to be about.
She told me to sit anywhere, and I looked around and I noticed there wasn't a chair. Doesn't that really make it obvious?
Kinda, yeah. Number 4 is... What's your number 4?
Yeah, Abbey Road. Here comes the sun.
My number 4 is Highway 61 Revisited by Bob Dylan.
God said to Abraham, give me a son. Abe said, man, you must be putting me out. God said no. Abe said what? God said you can do what you want, Abe, but next time you see me coming, you better run, nigga.
You sound like you're saying it. What? You sounded like you were saying it rather than singing. My number 3 is Doolittle by the Pixies. This monkey's gone to heaven. This monkey's gone to heaven.
My number 3 is The Queen is Dead by the Smiths. Take me back to dear old Blighty. Put me on the stable by the sea. Take me anywhere. Drop me anywhere. Take me where you want, cause I don't care. By the Smiths.
Sweetness, sweetness.
I was only joking when I said I write you should be bludgeoned in your head. And now I know how Joan of Arc felt. Now I know how Joan of Arc felt. When the rain falls for a broken nose and the walkman started to melt. Big mouth, la-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
My number two is one of the greatest, I think it's a war protest album, it sounds like it. Arthur, or The Rise and Fall of the British Empire by the Kinks. Sit by the fire in your Shangri-La. That's one of my favorite.
Victoria! Victoria! Victoria!
Victoria!
Yeah, great song. Anyway, number two, Revolver by the Beatles. Yeah, I'm the tax man. And my personal favourite, turn off your mind, relax and flow downstream. It is not time. It is not time. Although, from what I've read, now that they're remastering all the Beatles CDs, were you to listen to that song, Tomorrow Never Knows, off the album Revolver by the Beatles, all you would hear in your right ear is Ringo Starr tapping a tambourine out of tune. which I can't hear on the crappy 1987 CD, but if I buy Revolver and I hear that, I will scream. Because I like that song.
Eleanor Rigby sits by the...
Neither of us know the words to that one.
No one was there.
Why don't we know the words to that one?
I don't know. All the lonely people.
Where do they all be involved? Anyway, right, before we fuck up completely. Number one.
We both know we got it.
It's Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. We hope you will enjoy the show. No. Sergeant Pepper's one and only Lonely Hearts Club Band. Sit back and let the evening grow. Wah, 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 wah. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. It's wonderful to be here, it's certainly a thrill. You're such a lovely audience, we'd like to take you home with us. We'd love to take you home! I read it on the door! Oh, I thought you all liked it all! Then we're going to sing a song! I want you all to sing along! So let me introduce you to my lovely delicious! Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band! and I've killed several dogs. And
those were the only ones that could hear you.
Yeah. We'll be getting knocks from my neighbours. Anyway, right. And lastly, we're going to do our top 10 films before we talk about something related to the number 10. 10. 10 prostitutes. Anyway, right.
That'll be a long later.
Right. Top 10 films. Right. My number 10 is The Terminator. The original. The best.
I'll be back. Yeah, seriously, I will be back. Yeah. My number 10 is The Crow. Bizarre, fucked up, supposed to be a superhero film, but it's really violent, which is cool.
Comic book film, not superhero film.
Whatever.
There's a difference.
Whatever.
Right. My number 9 is The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King, the 4-hour epic.
That is massively long. That's my main problem with it. My number 9 is Natural Born Killers, which I mainly like because they have a sitcom sort of sitcom bit where she comes downstairs and said, "Dad, I'm going out tonight," and he just says really fucked up stuff like, "You're not going out tonight, you fucking bitch. You want me to hit you, you fucking bitch?" And they've got fucking canned laughter over the top of it. It's screwed up.
Yeah, my number 8 is Citizen Kane, the classic, with Orson Welles.
And there's the Kane from Citizen Kane.
There was no Kane, Citizen Kane. Yeah. Get rid of her.
My number 8, which Will disapproves of, it being number 8, The Dark Knight.
It should be higher. Yeah. Number 7 for me is Star Wars, which is its name. Not Episode 4, A New Hope. It's Star Wars.
Well, they're the intolerant Star Wars person.
Star Wars!
Star Wars fan, yeah. My number 7 is... Now, fly, little starling. Fly, fly, fly. Silence of the Lambs.
Woo! My number 6 is...
Which I notice is not in your one, Will.
Because it's not. It was going to be number 10, but I thought I liked the Terminator more than that. Anyway, my number 6 is... Psycho!
Me, 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 me!
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, dun. Dun, dun. Yeah. My number 6 is The Wicker Man.
Ooh. My number 5 is dun 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 Jaws. Dun 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 dun. Your number 5
is a film about bunny rabbits. It's Watership Down.
One of the most fucked up cartoons ever made.
They all die.
My number 4 is The Godfather, Part 2.
My number 4 is what I know is Will's number 37. 37? My girlfriend sucked 37 dicks.
In a row?
Flux.
Happy Scrappy Hero Pup. Oh, my cunt Nate Chef.
Yeah.
Clarks, which is one of the greatest films ever. Number 3, The Empire Strikes Back. Not Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back. It's just The Empire Strikes Back. If only for that for Yoda, who is great, Hoth, which is great, and for Billy Dee Williams, who is great, and for I am your father.
Yeah.
Asthma has taken my recognizable voice away.
People tell me that they prefer Empire because it's more depressing. Since when has depressing shit been a good thing? People mock me for being depressed. Oh, but you like that film, don't you? Fuck off!
I don't think any of those people listen to this because they're all cunts.
Probably.
I like that word. Cunt. Cunt. Wednesday. Cunt. Anyway,
it's like he's got Tourette's syndrome.
My number 2 is an even more depressing film, The Dark Knight.
Yes.
Why so serious?
We haven't done my number 3 yet.
We'll do your number 3 then. Hurry up.
Alright then, my number 3 is A Nightmare on Elm Street. There, I did it.
And what's your number 2?
Psycho.
Dun dun.
Dun dun. No, that's Jaws.
That's Jaws.
And then dun, 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 Stuart can do his number 1 first because we all know what it is.
The Shining.
Woo! And my number 1 is The Godfather, Part 1. Well, actually, no, it's not called The Godfather, Part 1. It's called The Godfather. Full stop.
Yeah, if you're gonna be all, it's called Star Wars. You have to be like that with The Godfather.
Yeah, greatest film ever made. Full stop. And finally, we'd like to very, 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 very briefly talk about something related to the number 10. The album 10 by Pearl Jam, which features which seems such great songs as Alive and
Even Flow.
And those are the only ones I can remember.
Same here. Great. I remember Once.
Yeah, Once, Alive and Even Flow.
Those are the ones.
I'm still alive.
Strangely, though, 10 does not have 10 tracks on it.
Weird.
That is the weird thing about it. They called the album 10, but there's like 12 tracks on it.
Anyway, I give it a solid 9 out of 10.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, that is all. Anyway, we'll be back next week for our 11th episode spectacular, which won't be spectacular because we'll be so tired because we'll have been playing the Beatles game for like 24 hours.
Yeah.
Because the Beatles game's out on the 9th of the 9th 09, although this episode will probably be out on something like the 13th of the 9th 09.
Or even later.
Well, probably not. But we're currently formulating plans as to what to do in the coming weeks because we're both going off to university, separate universities, so we don't know how we're going to continue the Rantcast. But we are formulating plans and ideas. So it may be monthly, it may be weekly, it may be yearly, but
We'll find the immortals.
That is all. Good night. I love you all.
I hate you all.
The name of the woman who I am in love with is...
I want somebody to love. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friend. Gonna try with a little help from my friend. Oh, I get high with a little help from my friend. Yes, I get by with a little help from my friend. With a little help from my friend.
Can we at least say that her name starts with an F?
No!